The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Here we go. Let's hear what they say. Power door. We're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine.
And Geneva, hello, friends. We're back. Love After Lockup, new season. We're still here.
Love After Lockup is the cash cow. It is seems like it's even way better produced. Seemed like
I was very distracted when I was watching this. I didn't have the time to focus on it. So I was kind of like, I was in, but I wasn't like compelled, I wouldn't say. I felt like I was just seeing another group of like the same stories in a different form. I don't know.
I felt pessimistic about it, but as I kept watching, I was like, this is, we'll have to see. I felt the same way a little bit, but
yeah,
as we get going, we'll have to see.
I think what
it's
I'm
just
a little,
the same dumb fucking losers over and over and over again.
Yeah, I think what I'm a little concerned about is that it's becoming pattern like in terms of you got the older woman with the younger man, you got the older man with the younger woman, you got the predatory, like he's baby daddy, poppy daddy. You know, you got like all these different, but they're all holograms of one another. I feel like
they're all blending together like Cheryl. Yeah, we got
totally.
We got a Cheryl, but it is good. At least I like when there's more female inmates than males because they're more crazy.
I think this doesn't seem very heavy on the females though.
Oh, okay. We have
right?
At least,
Harry's an inmate. Chance is an inmate.
I'm gonna pull up these new people's names so I can get them right.
Antoine is an inmate. Raiden is a woman. Tiffany's a woman. So two women.
Okay, two women. At least two women. It seems like sometimes we don't even get any women.
Right.
Indy lost a lot of weight, it looks like. Is it just me or she's got crack face?
Oh, really? I felt like she looked the same.
Okay. She looked a lot slimmer to me.
Okay. I guess we didn't ask her, like, had Harry gotten caught? I mean, so I love that he's like just getting pictures from chicks, and she was like, shower scenes, what does that even mean? And then she just completely forgives him, and like he didn't even like really say anything, he just was like, I messed up. She's like, okay. It's bizarre.
And the sister saw her flip out. That was really funny.
Yeah,
and she's like, oh, you're so calm now, you were really heated up last night. Can you imagine that poor little kid? Those sisters and everyone should be like, you know what, you're not coming back and staying at our house. She's got two kids and she's pretty much just sharing a bedroom at someone's, all of the different siblings' houses, it seems like, because she doesn't have her life together.
Yeah. I mean, well, she's right back in Ohio already, staying with his sister. It's crazy. Living
in
with
her Toni Braxton haircut. I loved it.
Loved the new hairdo.
She looked good.
I loved her just telling her straight up, it is not appropriate and you need to stop it right now. I love it.
Yeah.
She is not here to play. She's like, what are you going to do if he just all of a sudden, see, this is someone who knows their brother. If all of a sudden he finds another chick or what are you going to do? And she has a point.
She knows it's coming.
Oh, 100%.
I thought that was great. And are they cutting plantains to fry maybe? Because those weren't just bananas, right?
Yeah, yeah. It looked like plantains that they were probably cutting up and...
Plantains, good for you. I say plantains like an upstate New
Yorker.
Plantains
is like definitely that's a Jamaican word that I've picked up. I think I used
Plantains. They say plantains.
Yeah, they plantains. Say plantains. Yeah, like
and that's a big staple in the Jamaican cuisine.
Yeah, Jamaican very popular for breakfast.
Geneva's gonna eat some fresh.
Oh,
this
can't
week.
Wait! Fried plantains, plantains, plantain porridge is also very good. Where you like?
Oh, that sounds delicious. Actually,
with, like, sweetened. Condensed milk, delicious. And they say condensed milk for condensed milk.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is a plantain, it's more firm even when it's super ripe, or do they get
Depends.
Pretty mushy?
They're
like
different
a banana
ones. Yeah, you can okay. do no, but not as mushy as a banana, definitely not. Okay. Not like that disgusting, overripe. How did we get here?
You guys didn't know you invited Giada De Laurentiis over.
Oh, the psychic. Or she's like, you know, listen, I talked to my psychic and it's all going to be good. And the sister was like, you really need to start making decisions for yourself. Oh, I loved
She's back in Ohio. I can't believe the sister is only letting her stay there because Harry's coming too, right?
Yeah, I would assume.
Because if she was just there and Harry was still in jail, there's no way they'd let her around.
Right. I don't think so.
Couple months. That means a year. No one just stays a couple months.
And her just moving in like that is crazy. She's like, no shame. It's just, you know, it's like, I was talking to somebody about this the other day. Like, there are always those chicks at bars that, or just girls who have sugar daddies, like who manage to get money out of men and who, like, I've never been one of those people who can just, like, I don't know, find a way to, like, cling on to somebody. Like, but Indy has that vibe where she just all of a sudden it's like, I'm moving into your sister's, and that's where she is. I don't get how you can even
get in there. Harry must have maneuvered it.
Yeah. I think so.
And Harry's out, he's in the halfway house. So
right.
He can just call and it goes right there. You don't have to wait for the, yep. An inmate at Poppy Daddy. See, I think there's so much people focus on. I know that it's screwing up these little kids, but I think there's a lot more screwing up the little kid too, rather than that's not the first. He won't be the last.
Right. Right. I think you're right.
People need to not enable these people so much.
Who was your favorite new couple?
I love the scene though with Indy's family.
Oh, with Indy's family. Oh, with the brother and the mom.
Mm-hmm. I love her mom and her friend too. The friend in the facial expressions and everything. Can you imagine you're telling your life to these people and every single person you talk to, she just brushes it right over. And that's why just the psychic, it's going to be really hard. And then things are going to smooth out. Can you imagine?
Crazy. Crazy.
What if the psychic said she's going to get stabbed, but right. She'll heal and survive and they'll have the best love of their lifetime after it. Is that okay then?
She was nice. I enjoyed talking to her. Honestly,
she's very sweet.
Very yeah. sweet. But she's nuts. Nutty nuts.
She is.
I think that my favorite, and probably because he was the most predatory, mm-hmm. Robert.
Big nut.
Rick and
Radine. The biker.
Is it raiding? It sounds like he's saying radon.
Oh, I think I read it as R-A-Y-D-E-A-N.
Oh,
so it was like one of those, the dad blended the names together.
Yeah.
Wanted a boy.
Daddy was named Dean and I'm Ray. So you're Ray Dean. That's how it happened.
I kind of like it. He is. Put a fucking helmet on. I don't care.
I love that. I love that.
Oh, can you imagine? Like,
just death in your hands, just rolling around, no helmet. It's crazy.
Cracking your head open on that open highway. Is that fun?
When he's like, you know, I slept with 300 women. I'm a slut. It's like, oh my God.
What I'm
wondering is if they've been together this long in prison, has he been faithful this whole time or is he sticking his dick in other people?
He's sticking his dick in dark holes at truck stops.
Yeah, I think so. Hold.
What's his name? Ray?
Rick.
No.
Rick.
Rick and Ray Dean.
Okay, red flag number one, meeting through a motorcycle club. Red flag number two, she's 18, he's 40. Red flag number three, she's arrested for meth.
And she's only, she got 5 years. 10 years. Or 10 years, and she's getting out in five. Right. Good for her. She's got that. Meth really you up. You really don't ever not look methy after you do meth.
No, it's don't. One. I think it's, this is why it's like, to me, it's you do it once and then there you are 5 years looking terrible.
Even heroin. I mean, you have a slight chance of coming back.
Yeah, I don't know.
Meth, you'll burn the house up and he's got boners on the bike. So creepy.
Crazy.
I love the friend who's like an accountant and he's wild on the weekends and rides bikes.
We're just worried he's going to get used. Nice little friends. I hope
grand in 5 years
gets out like immediately.
$2,000 a year, a stimulus check. Not too bad.
Yeah, not terrible. I'm excited to see her. I'm excited for this. I think this coupling will be fun. I'm looking forward to those two.
I am too. He's so creepy looking though.
Yeah. I think the second duo that
demon.
Crazy. Did you see them just pounding shots like in the middle of the day? No helmet. pounding a couple back, hopping back.
God, I feel like I grew up around a lot of people like that. Oh, my ex-boyfriend's family, they just sat in bars with no windows and just losers like that. And they're drinking and the bartender would try to kiss you on the mouth. A bunch of losers. Being a drunk is the most loser quality. Then they're out on the bike. I just can't get over the no helmets.
Crazy.
Don't wear a mask. Do whatever you want. Wear a helmet.
Florida's no helmets. The entire state.
Wow. No mask, no helmet. You're just no mask, no helmet.
They're also not, they're going to not recommend the vaccine to children. Fucking Florida.
God bless you, Mickey Mouse.
Right. All right. Okay. A character I'm intrigued to see develop is this freak Kevin, the one who had dinner with the extremely tall woman who seemed into him.
Kevin who's got the blonde ex-girlfriend? No,
Kevin's the one where he's on a date and then the chick's locked up and it's like her friend and she's telling him you have like, there's too many women, you got to settle down, and that they've known each other for 15 years and like women toss themselves at him, which like, he's not even cute to me.
And he's got the blonde ex-girlfriend who's going to be up his shit and going crazy on him. Right. Okay. That's not his baby. He's got a baby dad. That lady, did he have a baby with her? Because he said he's a soft baby daddy. Whatever that meant.
No, he said a gently used baby daddy.
Right. Yes. What does that even mean?
I have no idea.
So does it mean that he just sends a check and he doesn't see the kid, or?
He's somewhat involved, kind of like Indy's.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Popcorn father? I don't know. Very odd.
I thought he was kind of cute, but it is a loser.
I was sitting there like, why would he get women?
I'm not into him.
And why would he get a ton of women? Like, he just seemed like a short kind of doofus guy. Like, he didn't seem attractive to me.
Who knows? What's the truth?
Yeah.
And the 300 penis posse. I'm excited to see this crazy blonde bitch go nuts, though. I do enjoy that.
Oh yeah, love that. That's right up our alley.
And Tiffany, no, Kevin. Oh, I'm looking at the wrong one.
No, that's Kevin and Tiffany.
But Tiffany is not the one.
No, she's not the one that's like going nuts.
Wants the ring, though. So who's
the ring?
Name?
Is Kayla.
Okay.
30 to 40 grand on the ring. Seems reasonable.
Another Britney. These fucking idiots.
I don't understand. Am I correct? So this is Kayla and Martell dating 13 years is what she said.
She hasn't had sex in 13 years. What was 13 she, 15? Years? I mean, she looks like a baby.
There's something real harsh about a woman saying raw dog to me. Like, you say like he's going to go raw dog. Like, I feel
I would never say that.
That's intense. Especially
it just looks like a red penis that has bumps all over it.
Oh God. Raw dog.
Raw dog. I just think of Eminem, raw dog and bail.
I mean, you're right. She is a Britney. See? Not engaged. She wants a 3-carat ring, 30 to 40 grand. He's going to figure it out when he gets out of the halfway house. He's going to be employed. It's like, what is he going to be doing? 30 to 40 grand.
The engagement ring racket is circuit. Ridiculous. It's just unbelievable.
I mean, I just don't understand if somebody's getting out of prison, especially now with Ray, we saw restitution. I was just wondering the same thing. Drowning in debt.
There must be way more people who owe restitution. Yes. And they're not talking about it.
I think so. 100%.
I was only Ray, the first person to ever bring it up.
Right. No, I think most of them have to be paying it. Right.
I don't know if it was just Ray because he went to jail for burglary or whatever. Right. He's paying back a person, but I'm not sure. I think that's
crazy.
Don't
know. Well,
she's cute and all, but
who was the couple? the guy who the Taylor and Chance were, she said he charmed the money out of the woman at the grocery store bank.
Taylor and Chance. I just can't get over the name Chance.
It just, I think of Chance the dog from.
I know, it ruins it.
What is that movie?
And there's something about men who sit there and talk on the phone. La-di-da-da, love the kids. The second he's going to get out, he's asking where the kids are leaving to. That is such a red flag to me. So he can go blow a load in their mother. So it just creeps me out. If it was a real daddy situation, he'd want to spend time with the kids. And the kids go to bed, then you can have sex.
I mean, the way she's... I get a little like... She seems a little off to me. I will say that.
She seems
like,
dumb.
She seems like she might be there on
something.
The other
twins stole the...
Or drink a lot. Or like... There's just something that seems a little neglectful about her.
The other twin pushed her out of the womb too fast. Her umbilical cord was out for a few seconds. And she's missing a couple brain cells.
Yeah, I know. I think she seems... One nail short of a full set, as they say.
She seems sweet, but these little girls, and I just can't handle it.
I know.
He's not the one that says he's related to Brad Pitt, is he? I think so, huh?
Yes. Wait, no, that's not him. Is that him? Yeah, you're right. That is him. He looked nothing like Brad Pitt.
Even Brad Pitt's brother doesn't look like Brad Pitt.
No.
It's crazy how it all has to come together.
I know, it really does. In the perfect blend, it could go left and just
out of my three boys, who's going to be the Brad Pitt and who's going to be ugly?
You have a prediction.
I ask them every day. No, I'm just joking. I think I do have a prediction. I told someone at the shower who I think is going to be the best looking. I feel bad. As of right now, I believe it would be okay.
I would say it's between Vernon and Warner.
Oh, no. See, they look more alike. I think it's the Stray. I think it's Irving.
Oh, it's Irving.
The middle. That's what right. I think. I think as he grows up, he just got some swag. And
okay,
I could see him just
cleaning up.
Yeah. Oh, God. Right. Little All girls right. at school are screaming his name from afar.
I love it.
He's like a beetle.
Yeah, I think what I did not enjoy about this Taylor and Chance thing is what is this house and these sad decorations I'm seeing?
It's sad.
Why is she walking around the house with him talking on the phone about like banging her closet? And then it's like, what are we? You're not in the fantasy land. You got three kids and a sister that lives with you. Good luck.
Oh, and where are we going to put Bobby in the garage? Was she going to end up like you in the basement in the freaking glass container? Poor little Bobby.
We get our space. It's like,
oh my God. Poor Bobby. Kill him, Bobby.
Crazy.
And she's been in jail for, I love how people are like, she went to jail for guns and something else. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
He went to prison for robbing a bank inside of a grocery store 8 years.
Robbing a bank inside a grocery store. Go to a standalone bank, you idiot. You need a loaf of bread too.
They probably don't have the panic button. It's like the, you know, you cash your checks and you get $100, you know, he's making it work.
Those banks seem so sad to me. There's one near my house.
Very
and
sad.
The people working inside of that bank, it seems like life is just ended.
Yeah. Nobody wants that. Oh,
if there's is the Matrix and whatever.
Yeah.
Just those type of jobs scare me. Just hearing that music every single day. And
I don't know how you get through it.
I want you, Abbott, I have to give my review really quick. I did really enjoy it. I paid attention more towards the end, or maybe the characters all grew on me. I thought it was adorable. I thought it was funny, smart. I would like for you to try a couple episodes of Superstore. If you enjoyed Abbott Elementary, you might enjoy Superstore.
Is it the same kind of satire aspect that Abbott Elementary
Superstore? I don't want to over ram it, but I loved it. And I think it's funny, and I don't want to oversell it. You just have to try it out. It's not like The Office.
I'll download some for the plane.
Yeah. It's on Hulu.
All right.
Too.
All right. All right. Yeah. I enjoyed Abbott Elementary. I think there's one episode I haven't seen, but overall I loved it. I thought it was fun. It's sweet. It kind of has a heart. But it's enjoyable.
It was really cute.
Yeah.
The characters really grew on me.
Yes. 100%.
Yeah.
They often do with shows like that where you just kind of let it ride.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Lacey and Antoine. DUI and stealing a vehicle. It's nice.
It's a good afternoon.
So this layer of the mom and her like being friends, and then
Yeah, I had to pop in my head who they were.
And then the mom has a problem with it. Is she older, this woman?
This woman is 37, which scared the fuck out of me.
God, that's 37? Fuck.
She's 37. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm. And she looks like she's got 15 kids that she's up all night with. Yeah. I felt really bad for her. She's exhausted. Yeah. She's got bags like me. I mean, I do. But I have at least three kids I'm looking after. The poor thing, I like her, but I think she's definitely being used the way he taught her.
Their conversation on the phone was it told me everything I needed to know, which is A, he's immature as fuck. And when she said he's having problems, like even getting out, I was like, oh, well, then this is over before it began. It's not going to go well.
We might never see it.
Yeah, I don't think we will. I don't think he may dip out on her real fast. Like when she's like, what do you want to do? And he's like, oh, smoke some.
He's going to
suck some pussy.
Get pussy.
He said, yeah, get pussy.
And fuck then, like, bitches.
Don't trip. It's like, don't trip. It's failure before launch. 100%.
Insane. I want to see my homegirls before saying homeboys. Big red flag. Who is homegirls?
Oh God, what a mess.
She's like, it's okay. It's okay. And then she's going to go exercise and she kisses his picture. These sad women, get a life. You're not bad looking. You could get some guy. I'm sorry. I could have picked up this old man in the Walmart card aisle the other night, but I didn't. She could.
Oh, what a mess. Yeah, I mean, it is becoming a little routine with some of these people, but if they cast well, then it'll balance out with the entertainment in the end. So
I think it would do them good to let people miss the show a little bit.
Do a little bit more of it. Yeah.
Last episode, the last season was kind of a dud.
Yeah.
And they needed to let us yearn a little bit for these losers, but
I think you're right. Going back to back is a little tricky.
Maybe do a little Love is Blind and really get people who are super in love, and this is going to go somewhere, not just bullshit. I would like to see actual people be together too. It doesn't have to be.
And it's rare though. Think of all these seasons we've seen, like what, one couple end up together? Two?
Who was that?
Brittany and Marcelino, and then
right.
Shane, but that went left.
Right. Brittany and Marcelino, they're pretty much only it.
The gold standard. Crazy. Oh, all right, guys.
I got Cheryl on the show back in the day. I think about her all the time.
You do.
She was something else.
She was nuts.
She was good TV all alone.
She was. She was great TV. All right, guys, we will be on a wee bit of a brief hiatus with Love After Lockup just because we're off next week. We're going to be dropping some fun Patreon archive episodes on our everywhere feed. Listen. So check those out.
Review.
And we'll be back before you know it. We love you.